And they're saying that maybe there was, if not a fire, at least the fire department on scene. 605 south of the 405. So right there, as you come out of LA County, moving in towards Orange County, that crash also sounds fairly serious. It looks to us like they're waiting for several units to respond to the scene if they haven't already arrived. And that could slow everybody down. This report is sponsored by the Los Angeles Dodgers. Celebrate this Father's Day at the ballpark Sunday, June 21st, as the Dodgers take on the Orioles. The first 40,000 fans will receive an exclusive Father's Day t-shirt presented by Uniqlo. Grab your tickets by visiting dodgers.com/promotions. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Temps are going to be in the low 90s in Corona today. Manhattan Beach, a high of 75. And right now it's 62 in Hollywood.
Turn it up.
K-I-I-S-F-M, Los Angeles.
I know your name.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Somber.
Hello, LA.
It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KSFM.
LA's number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
Wednesday is here, June 17. Seacrest and everybody up for some free gas in just a second on Kiss FM.
California, no sign of warning. California, no sign of warning.
rock a slug to your chest. Back a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state for the bum pimp beat. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me. Diamond shining, looking like a Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the one song I, when I'm out, you know, in the wild, I get up and I dance to. Although I will tell you, good morning. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, let's talk about your dancing.
Now, let's do. Because I was told by a friend of mine, she's like, oh, my gosh, I get such the ick when I see a guy dance.
Oh.
Like, if he sits there and just, like, nods his head, like, even if she gets out and dances with her friends, if he gets out and dances, it becomes a total ick.
Well, that's rude.
No, I don't know. I've gotten the ick from guys who get out there and dance.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Guys were cool. I don't know. I thought I was hanging with like some cool guys.
Yeah.
And then I saw them dance. I was like, they just got a little less cooler.
I feel like guys on the dance floor are much cooler than guys sitting out on the outskirts.
Yeah. I'm with you.
No. Yeah. I think me sitting on the side. Move my head back and forth.
Why do you move it so much? Like, just do a little, like, little knot. You don't have to be like, oh.
Your moves at my wedding, on my wedding dance floor, had girls being like, Ryan's hot.
Like, thank you, Sabrina Carpenter.
Surprisingly.
Is Ryan
let's
hot?
Go back to,
Is Ryan hot?
Let's
Ryan
go back hot? To that inflection.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a compliment.
Yeah, it was.
He made it seem like it was so shocking that he was hot. Like it wasn't apparent that he's already a good-looking man.
That's the tone I gave it in?
A little bit.
Oh, it was not intended to be that way. It was just like, there was more awareness than like the huge.
Backpedal.
Yeah. To our intern Malia's point, what were the dances? I don't even remember what I did on that dance floor. But whatever I did, I should do it again.
Yeah, you were like being cutesy. You were like dancing with my mother-in-law and like twirling her around and just like being cute.
Okay. Can I borrow your mother-in-law a couple Fridays from now? I got to play something going out to, you know, going to Morongo.
Yeah. You can borrow her anytime.
All right. Hi. It's so great to be back to see you guys. That was such a long overnight.
It was.
Chewy's out in Northridge this morning with free gas. It's big news. So if you're in Northridge listening, he's going to show up, get you some free gas, I hope. Kiss.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
As the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026, Bank of America knows how much hard work it takes to achieve a dream. So when it comes to owning a home, we're here to help. Get guidance and resources to buy a home you love, including up to $17,500 in select markets when combining down payment and closing cost grants. Visit bofa.com/home team. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America NA, Equal Housing Lender. Credit and collateral is subject to approval. Restrictions apply. This is not a commitment to lend.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. This is how mornings should sound.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Speaking of free gas, Chewy Martinez, as I said, in Northridge, and you're free gas right now. Caller 102. 1-800-520-1027. That's Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Tanya.
So silly of me to act like I don't need you back, when all I can think about is that since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way. When I told you to fall back, so can you come pick up your my garden. Can't you go back to how you loved on me when you started? I'll be here begging for ya. You should be giving me love all damn day till the day is done. So if you wanna go that way, I'll be waiting up for you to come pick up your clothes. I have them folded. Meet me at the open. I know it's getting cold out.
lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually. So if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down to a dead and buried. On the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary.
I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. Darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Oh.
update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So our sigler continues for the 15, the southbound side of the 15, right at Cahuilla Road. I mean, I'm seeing heavy delays in both directions. The two right lanes are still closed for that south. That's the spot where we actually have the crash. The northbound side is getting really crowded as well. Moving over to look at the stretch of the 210 eastbound side, right about Grand Avenue. You know, they're saying that there is a lot of debris that's in the carpool lane. That's the kind of stuff they may have to stop lanes to pick up. 5 southbound side of McBean Parkway. What's happening here? Oh, okay. So it's a stall, but the driver got out of the car and then just kind of left it there. So some people are looking at it. It's still sitting in lanes. Is it a big deal? No, but it's enough to slow everybody down. This report is sponsored by Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions. Now through June 23rd, shop for You Save Days at Albertsons, Vons, and Pavilions to earn 4 times the points on eligible items from Kinder, Ghost Energy, Cottonelle, Ben & Jerry's, and Popsicles. Restrictions apply. See the website for full terms and conditions. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Nice today in Pasadena, a high of 87. Long Beach, a high of 78 for you. And right now it is 62 in Hollywood.
Let's do this!
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. I really like him.
On 102.7 Kiss FM.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. 'Cause I make it so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call, and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life.
Anxious to get close to 7 o'clock because I have found this is a gift for you in a relationship. 4 magic words that can keep a disagreement with your partner from turning into a full blown argument.
Tell me.
I'm going to tell you, it's 6:55.
Oh, I'm sorry. With the quotes of the day.
No.
Oh.
No.
Shoot.
It's not that, but they're great. Actually, they're really good. You're gonna use them. Coming up, Kiss.
What happens in my head? Never happens. Never happens. What happens in my head? I'ma hit this hotel. There's a party in that lobby. But be careful who you mess with. 'Cause the hotel, everybody. Miami, where all that from? And the girlfriend's got one too. Now it ain't my birthday, baby, but I wanna see you in her in your birthday suits. I was like, hey. She was like, yo. I was like, bowling. She was like, so. Wanna hit BTs, wanna hit scores.
cheese, baby, let's go. She was more like Ika, I'm talking about a killer. I put her on the mic, beat it up like Thriller. She had a best friend, said bring one more. Another bad one, you already know. Let's go. She was having a pretty girl when I was all in her. And if you go to Kendall, they all Kendall Jenner's. Now you out of town, let's know what time it is. 305, hey, welcome hey, to the tree.
Let's go.
FM, Seacrest with you. Okay, I was going to get to something else, but before that, let me just grab Jordan here in the back room. Jordan, has anybody here, Jordan, you don't answer yet. Has anybody here locked themselves in their own bedroom? They could not get out of their bedroom?
No.
I have locked myself somehow in bathrooms before and I can't get out. Like, you ever been in a restaurant and you close the bathroom, then you can't unhook it and you're in there?
No, that would stress me out.
No.
Yeah. I've had that happen to me before.
But my house is kind of older and we bought it a few years ago and the closet, specifically my closet, has a lock on the outside. How creepy is that?
Isn't that weird?
Wait, where else would it go?
Like, if I'm in my closet and you shut the door, you could lock me in my closet.
Well, like, whoever was the previous owner of that
exactly
house.
And what was that used for? Because that is the weirdest thing.
I thought I saw your place on True Crime Doc one night. Okay, so Jordan locked herself in her bedroom. What happened?
Oh, I'm so in distress. It was so chaotic this morning. I was trying to get ready this morning, woke up early. Thank goodness I did, because as I was trying to leave to go to the bathroom, my door wouldn't budge. And for my bedroom, you have to... I also have an old house as well. My door out of everyone else's like doors is the worst, and mine's pull and it just wasn't working. So I had to call my dad, wake him up at 4 a.m.
Wait, in your house?
Does your dad live with you?
Yeah, I live with my parents.
Okay, got it. I would do the same thing. Daddy!
Could you just go, Dad! You have to call him on his phone?
No, I had to call him on his phone because the rest of my family was sleeping. It's 4 a.m. And like, I felt so bad. I had to call him. He was all groggy. And I said, Dad, I'm so sorry. This is weird, but I can't open my bedroom door. And so he had to shoulder the door and push it to get me out.
Gosh. Wow.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Yeah. Right.
Shouldering my door. Well, it's kind of chic to have an open hole for your bedroom?
Yeah, just like, no. I don't know, open spaces.
I need a curtain or something. I can't sleep with no door. It's so weird. Yeah.
What happened, though? What was the issue?
The top of the door just wouldn't, I don't know, it's a wooden door with a wooden door frame. So, I don't know, something about that is just, it's always been an issue the past couple years of, you know, dealing with it. But today was the day where it was like, yeah, I'm not going to work with you.
Also, I think wood expands in heat based on my Home Depot commercials.
Oh, that might be it because it has been really hot. So, but man.
Get your Ryobi right now. Get your power tools on sale. All right. Thank you, Jordan. I'm glad. Well, listen, that's the commitment you have to get to this show on time.
Dad,
shoulder my door. I can't be late to kiss.
We love to see it.
Yeah.
Disneyland tickets are next.
Wake up. Come on, get on up.
LA starts the day with Ryan Seacrest.
Good vibes in the morning.
On air with Ryan.
Secrets!
on 102.7
Kiss FM.
We'll do.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? For you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
For women.
update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So there are some spots where it's a little touch and go for your drive throughout Orange County, but not terrible. I mean, this 91 eastbound side right about Kramer Boulevard, there is something that was in lanes. It looks like it's mostly out of the way now, but maybe it's still some minor slowing developing, right? Moving it over to look at the 60 westbound side at Pyrite Street. They're trying to wrap up a stall. We know that the Sigler has been with us since just after midnight, and it's still here. 15 southbound side at Cahalco Road, the two right lanes closed. They're saying that the closure could go until as late as 8 o'clock. It's a multi-car crash. We had somebody who was trapped inside of the vehicle at the time, and there's just so much happening here. The reason the Sigler continues. 14 southbound side at Soledad Canyon Road. Let me just see. Okay, so there is a wreck. The corporal lane's blocked, and we are starting to see some delays in this area, but then also there are some spots where the fog is pretty thick, or that marine layer, I should say. And that is reducing some of the visibility. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Trouble sleeping at lately? Upgrade to the great sleep you deserve at Mattress Firm's July 4th sale. Choose from a curated selection of top brands and let their sleep experts help you narrow it down. They make sleep easy. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. A beautiful day in Anaheim, a high of 82 if you're lucky enough to be heading out to Disney. Brentwood, a high of 74. And right now, it is 62 in Hollywood.
Sydney, right now, we've got caller 102 getting their four-pack to Disneyland for this hour. So every hour this morning, we'll have those for you. Call now to win, 800-520-1027. And then free gas also in a few more minutes. And don't forget, in Northridge this morning, Chewy Martinez is out live with your free gas. We'll check in with him in just a few. 102.7 Kiss FM is on in LA everywhere. FM Seacrest with you. Does anybody love overnight oats?
I
do.
Yeah, I don't know how to make them, but I like them.
I do too.
I don't know what it is about this thing that's overnight oat
trend. It's been going on for a minute, but I don't even eat breakfast. But if somebody says to me, oh, they brought me or they've got a jar in the fridge of overnight oats, like if I ever stay over at someone's place and they have overnight oats, that, I don't know what it does. I love overnight oats. It's just soggy oatmeal.
I know.
And it's cold,
soggy
too.
Soggy and like juicy and delicious.
If I'm ever staying at a hotel and like the cafe has it, I will always get it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Seems like a
treat. I don't know what it is. It's so exciting. Overnight oats. And overnight oats is getting good PR. And so is Dubai chocolate.
Yes.
But is Dubai chocolate any different? Like, have you had Dubai chocolate compared to regular chocolate?
It's so good.
Is it different? Can you taste the difference?
Yeah, it's pistachio.
It's pistachio chocolate?
Yeah, it's like there's like a.
Is that true? I haven't had much of it, but I just know that it's all over everything I look at. My mom eats and she's like, "Hey, have you seen the ads for Dubai chocolate?"
Yeah, that's the whole thing. It's like a pistachio paste.
What about kombucha? You get excited about kombucha?
Yeah, delicious.
I can't get behind nutritious. Kombucha.
People love kombucha. Overnight oats, kombucha, Dubai chocolate. These are all getting a lot of PR.
I'm surprised you don't like Dubai chocolate because you like nuts.
I don't like nuts in my chocolate.
Oh.
It's really interesting. I love nuts. It's like nuts need their own moment with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to share my nuts.
Understood.
But it's like a creamy pistachio nut.
Well, then I would
middle.
Like that. If it's not crunchy, I would. If it's a spread, like I like Nutella.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
I had to like buy that and be cautious how I buy it. You know, it's like, oh, we already bought it for the
quarter.
Because
you can get the big one.
Well, yeah, it's like, this is it for the year. Like, we have to wait till next year to get another Nutella because we go through it.
Nutella, so that's a hazelnut spread. I like a spread. I like a nut spread. I like an almond butter.
Uh-huh.
But this Nutella, I don't know what Nutella has. I can't recognize everything that's in it, but I've read what's in it. If you have a spoonful of that out of the container.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible not to go back and do it again.
When we were kids, my parents used to give us a piece of toast with Nutella on it as like our breakfast.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like
it's
Nutella.
Delicious.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Uh-huh.
And it makes you feel. So if I were like the Dubai chocolate, which I've never had, over the Nutella, I only like the Nutella for me, but I haven't compared the two. Which you like better?
Ooh. That's a tough call. That's really tough.
And then there's dragon fruit, not getting so much PR. All right, coming up next, those magic words that will keep a disagreement from turning into an argument in a relationship. You're going to say, thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Sissany, to me, I think.
Okay.
102.7 KISS FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Attorney.
Going down, I'm yelling timber. You better move, you better dance. Let's make a night you won't remember. I'll be the one you won't forget.
Swing your partner round and round, end of the night is going down. One more shot, another round, end of the night is going down. Swing your partner round and round, end of the night is going down. One more shot, another round, end of the night is going down.
It's going down, I'm yelling timber. You better move, you better dance. Let's make a night you won't remember. Club jumping like LeBron now.
down. Bowl it, order me another round. Homie, we about to clown. Why? Cause it's about to go down.
Swing your partner round and round. And then the night is going down. One more shot, another round. And then the night is going down. Swing your partner.
But I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time. Cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot. Have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem, oh redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM. yes you did.
All right, write it down, put in your notes. Are you ready? Then a quote of the day. Sisney loves a little stirring of the pot.
Mm.
Loves a little argument.
Gets the blood flowing, you know?
It's true. Mm-hmm. Tanya, I don't know if you love it so much. But anyway, if you
like
want
it at
to
all.
I don't like confrontation arguments either, and I just wanted to end.
By the way, I don't like it. I'm just playing along with you guys.
You do like it.
I don't like to argue.
I don't think she likes to argue, but she likes to win.
Yeah.
When I'm right.
No, but you
always when are you not right?
Yeah, right.
When I'm wrong.
But that's the thing. It's not about right or wrong. I don't like to argue. I don't care if you're right or I'm right. I just don't want to get into it.
So I don't like to argue either. I don't even like to talk it out.
You can keep telling yourself that, but we've lived with you for a long time.
Am I doing it right now?
Yeah, a little
yes.
bit.
Yes.
A little bit.
Like, literally, you're doing it now. And I'm going to say these words. I see your point.
Oh, you do.
Oh, that's good. I see your point.
No, that's what I'm telling you. The words
Those
are.
Those are the words. Good.
I see your point.
Just
put that in your pocket. And when your partner's arguing with you, you just nod your head like this. I see your point. And it should be over. Yeah. It should be done. That's it. I see your point. It's great.
It I love good. That. I'm going to remember that.
You'll never say that.
No.
Well, give me a try.
Sisney will never say that. Let's hear it.
Have a little faith in me. I see your point.
But I'm right. There you
I see your point, but.
Yeah, exactly. You can't follow up a but if I see your point. Then it disqualifies that I see your point. Anyway, the quote for today. You ready for this, Tanya? You're going to love it.
Yeah.
People can only meet you as deeply as they have met themselves.
It's true.
Yep.
I get so excited for it, like I thought. I was like, yeah. I see your point, Ryan. I see your point.
Very, very deep. She said, take your time
with the rush.
Say anything.
We can take our